you got
cooking?
How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
I want to start the show off by asking you a question today. Did you watch the Democratic National? Yeah, me neither. Not a single minute. And to be perfectly fair and balanced, I won't be watching the Republican convention either, so it's not a matter of partisanship. Well, I guess now that I think about it a little more, partisanship has everything to do with it. Because, as I've said before, I think radical partisanship has destroyed all meaningful political discourse in this country. And to be honest, that's pretty much disenfranchised me from all politics. Heck, I used to love politics, but there's no middle ground anymore. It's become, you're either all in or you're all out. You're either for us or you're against us. No one's allowed to deviate from the party line, even a little bit nowadays. If you do, your own party will call you a traitor, the other party will call you a hypocrite. Whatever happened to conservative Democrats and liberal Republicans? Well, for instance, Scoop Jackson was a conservative Democrat, but the socialists would run him out of the party these days. And then Nelson Rockefeller, he was a liberal Republican, but the hardliners on the right, they'd call him a communist for what he believed when he was vice president under Gerald Ford. Candidly, I just don't feel like either party reflects my values. They certainly don't represent my interests anymore. And it's made me sort of, I don't know, apolitical for the first time in my life. I know you've heard me say this many times. I'm a moderately moderate, and I'm moderately proud of it. So I kind of feel like the redheaded stepchild. Well, technically I am a redhead, but I'm definitely not adopted. And my hair picked up and moved out of town a couple of decades ago. So I'm just disgusted with politics in general right now. And to demonstrate how I feel about politics and politicians, I wanted to rework an old joke I saw online last week. I think you'll get a giggle out of it. Remember the old gag, why did the chicken cross the road? Well, here's a new political spin on that same joke for you. Why did the chicken cross the road? Donald Trump. I've been told by my many sources, good sources, they're very good sources, great sources, that the chicken crossed the road. All the fake news wants to do is write nasty things about the road, but it's a really good road. It's a beautiful road. Everybody knows how beautiful it is. Why did the chicken cross the road? Joe Biden. Why did the chicken do that thing in the... Yeah, well, what was the question? Why did the chicken cross the road? Barack Obama. If the chickens like their eggs, they can keep their eggs. Why did the chicken cross the road? Hillary Clinton.
What difference at this point does it make why the chicken crossed the road?
Dick Cheney. Where's my gun? Bill Clinton. I did not cross the road with that chicken. Al Gore. I invented the chicken. Colonel Sanders. Did I miss one? I love that. I hope you did too. I'm now officially a senior citizen, so I guess you expect me to say something like, in my day, we didn't ask why the chicken crossed the road. Somebody told us the chicken crossed the road, and that was good enough for us. But in point of fact, I'm so old, I don't care why the chicken crossed the road. I just know I'm too old to catch him anymore. Yeah, I'm at that age where everything in life is starting to come full circle. You know what I mean? Like drooling, lack of hair, diapers. Yeah, well, I'm not quite that far down the road yet. But you know, I'm kind of proud of my age, to be frank. And please, don't call me Frank, okay? No, I'm proud of being almost 72 years old. I'm actually kind of surprised that God let me live this long, considering all the damage I did to my body when I was a young man. It's a downright miracle when I stop and think about it. I remember a quote from Ted Danson. And don't get me wrong, I'm not a big fan of Ted Danson. He's an okay actor, but not crazy about his politics. Yeah, when Ted Danson turned 40, he said something to the effect that he was not depressed about being 40 years old because he felt like at the age of 40, he had finally achieved some measure of being a man. And that's not an exact quote because I couldn't find it anywhere. I thought it was a fairly profound statement. But, of course, he also said, "We only have 10 years to save the oceans." And that was, what, 20 years ago? So there's that. But you know, in a kind of odd, unsettling way, I sort of agree with him. And believe me, I don't agree with Ted Danson very often. I've never understood this preoccupation we have with denying your age. I can remember when I was middle-aged, my friends would say things like, "Oh, to be 18 again." And I always thought to myself, "Oh, heck no, I don't want to go through all that crap again." And when I was on the Hudson and Harrigan show all those years, management and consultants were always saying things like, "Never admit your age. H&H are ageless." And I'd think, "No, we're not. One of these days, you guys will fire us," which of course they did, "and it'll be due in large part because you think we're too old." So I'm calling horse apples on that ageless nonsense. Yeah, as Trace Atkins so eloquently sang in one of his songs, "I'm just proud to be here." And I'm especially proud to be here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show with you this weekend. So I guess it's incumbent upon me, and no, I'm not going back into politics. Incumbent? I guess it's my duty to actually touch on the subject of cooking, you know, just to prove I can. Actually, I found a really cute meme online this past week that should help us transition from the ridiculous to the sublime. In this case, I'm talking about moving away from politics and old age and taking a positive step in the direction of the actual purpose behind the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, namely, cooking. Anyway, this meme was a picture of a standard kitchen saucepan with an unbelievably massive amount of burned gunk all over the bottom of it. It was just black. It reminded me a great deal of KP in the Army, because I was always the last one to show up, and that meant I was relegated to what we called back sink duty. I was the guy who had to stand outside the back of the mess hall with water hose and a steel wire brush and scrub all the burned-on food out of the bottom of these gigantic 50-gallon stockpots for hours on end. Yeah, the Army cooks, they didn't care whether they scorched the bottom of the pot when they made these big stews and soups. They never stirred them. So the amount of caked-on food I had to remove was sometimes an inch or two thick. And I'm not exaggerating. Well, maybe I am exaggerating a little bit. So the bottom of this saucepan that was pictured in the meme I saw, it looked a lot like that. Just one big nasty stain of burned on food made the pan look like it had been left over a direct fire for hours without being stirred. You get the picture. You'd need a whole box of SOS pads to even make a dent in this mess. Then the meme said, "Just take hot water mixed with vinegar and baking soda, 2 cups of Coca-Cola, a dishwashing tablet, and half a lemon, and mix well for 3 to 5 minutes to create a cleaning solution. Soak the pan in the solution for 45 minutes to an hour, and brush it with a heavy-duty wire brush equipped with stainless steel bristles, suitable for concrete and gunite pools and walkways. Then, rinse and repeat. Soak the pan for another 45 minutes to an hour in the same solution and scrub it with the same heavy-duty brush. Rinse thoroughly, throw away the pan, and go buy a new one." I sure wish somebody in the United States Army had thought of that. But then again, I would have missed out on all that good Army training, wouldn't I? And I wouldn't know how to fulfill my half of the lifelong commitment I made with my wife 46 years ago. You cook it, and I'll clean it up. Hey, take it from me, guys. It's a whole lot cheaper than marriage counseling. Meanwhile, we've got a show to do, don't we? And the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show has never shied away from the tough subjects like cooking. and cleaning up. So we're going to discuss all that and a whole lot more food and fun with a good friend of ours that we haven't talked to in a very long time, Mike Castillo of Callisto Culinary and Catering out in Hallettsville. And who knows, this old army dog might even learn a few new tricks.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Please welcome back the familiar voice of Mike Castillo of Callisto Catering. How have you been, my friend?
I've been great. Thanks for having me back. We appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure. But it's been quite a while since you last appeared on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. So refresh our memories, or in some cases, I guess, introduce yourself to new members of our audience. Tell us about your background. Where were you born, reared, go to school, that kind of thing?
Sure. So we have Callisto Culinary out in Collegeville, Texas. I was born and raised in Houston myself. Didn't really move around much. I thought I would never leave Texas. I started working in the Houston country clubs and then eventually found a spot and a home at fine dining Japanese restaurant called Uchi in Houston. I moved to Austin to kind of work with their Austin location, the original location. And that is where I met my eventually would-be wife, Emily Davis, is now Emily Castillo, who I have Callisto Culinary with.
Okay. When and where did you first develop an interest in cooking, Mike?
So when I was in, I think it was like junior year of high school, they make you pretty much pick your career moving forward based on your classes. And I had zero interest in going to, you know, any other school after high school because I just wasn't a good student.
Me neither.
And I think all the athletes were taking culinary because it was an easy grade. And I just decided to take it, and I kind of fell in love with cooking. And I just started working in restaurants after that and haven't stopped since.
Did you receive any formal training in the culinary arts?
You know, I didn't go to culinary school. I took taken a few online classes. I consider my training to mostly be at the Houston Country Club. I worked there for 8 years, and I did a lot of culinary competitions and things like that, and that was kind of my training, and I got to learn the ins and outs of the business through that.
I initially met Mike through my old Hudson and Harrigan radio buddy, Fred Olson. So tell us how you and Fred got to know one another.
I met Fred when we moved out here. Emily and I took a short time to live in Portland, Oregon, working in a couple of restaurants there. And we moved back out to Schulenburg, and Fred is actually a really good friend of Emily's family here, and we just kind of met through small dinners out here.
Fred is quite the guy, and his wife, Bev, has been my agent for decades, and they both speak very highly of your work. They recommend you to everybody, including me.
That's great, and they love good food, and we love to cook for people who like to eat good food and appreciate it, and they definitely do, so we love cooking for them.
However, the we is important in what Mike just said, because as we noted earlier in the conversation, Mike does not work alone. His wife, Emily, is also a big part of Callisto Catering. So tell us more about her. Where was she born and reared and go to school? What was her history in the food service industry?
Yeah, so that's another good one, too. She was born in Michigan. She moved all around. Her father worked building and designing hospitals, so they moved around quite a bit. Her mother was from Houston, and her family ranch is out here in Halifax. So we kind of met that way. She applied for a job at Uchi as a pastry chef, and we hired her, and we became really good friends. And I don't know if you're familiar with the industry too much, but you become very close with your other chefs as a head chef in a restaurant. And we did. We became very close, and you know, eventually it became one of those things where it just kind of escalated from there.
So did you guys launch Callisto Catering before or after you developed a personal relationship?
It was after. So before any personal relationship started, we decided to move on from Uchi. I had been there for, I guess, just over 5 years. She had been there for just over a few years. And she got a job offer in Portland. And, you know, that was going to be it. And then talking to a lot of my peers and even my bosses at Uchi, one of them suggested I move to Portland, you know, just because it's a great food city. And I did. And it was the best advice I ever got because it ended up changing my life forever.
Yeah, when you follow her across state lines, that's close to stalking, isn't it?
Well, you know, I wouldn't call it stalking, but it was definitely happened to be in the right place at the right time.
Well, I met my wife in Louisiana, and she followed me to Texas, and so I know exactly where you're coming from. So when did you guys get married?
So we got married March 23rd of 2019, so just over a year ago now. And we actually have a space in Hallettsville on the ranch that we cook out of, and we were our first event.
Well, let's not get too far into the ranch, first of all.
Sure.
Needless to say, you guys created your own menu for the reception dinner, right?
So kind of how Callisto started was we knew we wanted to do something. We weren't entirely sure what we wanted to do. And when we were looking for caterers for our wedding, we could only find Tex-Mex barbecue, chicken fried steak, fried chicken type caterers, and we knew all of our friends coming to the wedding, your friend Fred included, they like good food. So we didn't want to have just normal country catering. We wanted to have something a little more unique and different, and we couldn't find it out here. So we decided to start our own catering business, and the best and worst decision ever was I decided I was going to cook for our own wedding.
So you did the cooking yourself?
I did. So we did. The only thing we had made was the cake. I didn't want Emily to stress over that. So we had the cake made, and I did all the prep work beforehand leading up to the wedding. And I have some incredible, incredible friends who also are in the industry or chefs came as guests of the wedding. And I think 5 minutes before the ceremony, I pleaded with them to help me out and get everything finished and put away because I couldn't do it by myself. And they did.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, what did you actually serve for the reception dinner?
Oh, I wish I could remember. I know we had...
It was a hectic day, wasn't it, Mike?
You know, on top of all of the madness of a normal wedding, another friend of ours decided to relax me a little bit with some beverages before the wedding. So I don't remember too much of the wedding. but the pictures are great. And we have some great memories.
That's hilarious. We also found an interesting story about your new Twin Oaks Ranch Event Center and Guest House. It's located between Hallettsville and Schulenburg. So what kind of events take place there?
So initially we built it as a smaller wedding venue that would also double up as a place where we can have small intimate dinners that we could sell tickets to. You know, maximum capacity would be 70 inside and 125 indoor and outdoor because we do have outdoor seating available. And we, you know, had a few events on the larger side. Our wedding was the first event there, and we had 80 people or so, plus a live band and all the good stuff. But we've kind of moved towards the smaller groups now. So it's set up for a wedding, but intimate enough for smaller dinners.
You also have a special relationship with a local vineyard. Tell us about that.
An unexpected thing about moving out here was we didn't realize moving out here that there were so many other small businesses that are kind of in the same field as we are, including the wineries. And Mayak Vineyard is just about 5 miles up the road from us. And Lynn and Randy are the owners there, and they have an incredible business that's growing faster than, you know, anything we thought would be out here. And they're great people, and we like to partner up with them on as much as we can.
We saw an article in a paper that said you moved an old two-bedroom Czech farmhouse to the property and renovated it. Are you a journeyman carpenter too, Mike, or did you hire somebody to do the work?
No, not by any means, not at all. So that was actually a really fun project. It was there by the time we moved to the ranch, Emily and I, the house was already here, and it was in pretty rough shape. Our first year or so here was spent kind of gutting it, you know, and kind of just cleaning up all the stuff that wasn't really, that shouldn't be there. And Emily did most of the work, honestly. She's really great at, you know, setting her mind to something and getting it done. And the house was one of them. Her and her mother did as much as they could of it themselves. And then when they had to hire somebody to come in and finish it up, they got done too. So most of it was done by them.
Well, I do know where you're coming from, Mike, because my wife and I hired someone to renovate just the kitchen. And that project alone caused quite a bit of friction between us. I can't even imagine how intense it would be to renovate an entire house. But safe to say, that's the guest house part of the Twin Oaks Ranch Event Center and Guest House, right?
It is. That's correct.
So how does that work? Do people call ahead and reserve the guest house to stay there?
Yeah.
And then you cook meals while they're there?
So it kind of depends. It's a completely separate entity, so we're available if the guests would like a dinner or breakfast or lunch or some meals while they're there. If we're also available at the same time and we don't have other events going on.
We need to take a quick break here, Mike, but we want to hear how Callisto Catering has adapted in these days of quarantine. So stick around, let's talk some more, okay?
Will do, thank you.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We're talking with Mike Castillo of Callisto Catering today, and we're always appreciative of your time on the weekend, Mike.
I'd love to be on the show. Thanks for having us again.
Owning and operating a catering company is quite a bit different from being a restaurateur, and both you and your wife, Emily, have extensive backgrounds in the restaurant business. So what made you two decide to start a catering company as opposed to building a restaurant?
Yeah, so actually we initially looked at opening a restaurant at where we're at in Hallettsville, which is, I jokingly said it's in the middle of nowhere, but got in really big trouble saying that. And we're supposed to say it's halfway to everywhere. So we looked at building a restaurant space in one of the surrounding towns out here. We looked at a couple of old spaces that we could renovate and we fixed up to build our restaurant. But again, we decided it's just, you know, the cost of renovating, the cost of all the, you know, from ground up work and all that, and finding help would be the hardest part. So we kind of decided to go in the other direction.
Having worked in both a restaurant and in the catering company, what are the main differences between the two operations?
They are night and day. The difference between, you know, a restaurant that's open 5 to 7 days a week versus a catering company, the biggest part is the timing and the quality of life that it gives us. You know, in a restaurant, I've worked in restaurants where I was there 16 to 19 hours a day, 7 days a week for months on end with no day off, you know, which isn't always the case, but it can be. And now in catering, we get to basically make our own schedule. Now we're not, you know, turning down work left and right to give ourselves the open days. But if there's ever a time where we would like to just have some time to ourselves, we have the luxury of doing that.
So what special challenges do you face in the catering business that you never really anticipated?
I think one of our biggest challenges now, catering versus the restaurants, is when we do cater off-site, because we have our own kitchen and we have our space where we do cater out of. But once we started taking jobs on other people's either homes or wineries or event spaces that weren't ours, we discovered that a lot of places don't have kitchens or kitchens that will function for what we need. We've been to places and their only space for us to set up is a folding table in a storage closet or, you know, so,
yeah.
And we've had to do these extravagant meals out of it, but we've made it work. We've adapted to that. We've bought equipment that we needed that would help us out and get us through those kind of jobs.
So are you glad you chose the catering business over the restaurant business?
You know, if you would have asked me when I was working in restaurants, if I would ever have a catering business, I would have said no very quickly. But now I don't think I would change it. I don't know if I would go back to a full-time restaurant. You know, it's something that we would consider, obviously, but it'd be a tough decision to make. We like what we do.
If you had it to do over again, what, if anything, would you change about Callisto Catering in advance?
I'd probably change the name.
Why?
So our name is Castillo. Our company name is Callisto. And aside from all the paperwork going back and forth with the misspellings and the mix-ups, it's kind of hard to explain to people which is which. I've been introduced as Michael Callisto, and he's been called Castillo Catering and everywhere in between.
Oh, my. Well, this COVID quarantine has changed a lot of small businesses and business models. So what happened at Callisto Catering back in March when all this madness began?
You know, it was a pretty rough time. Come March this year, we were just celebrating our first anniversary. We were really in the swing of things. We had parties booked, you know, for the next year, pretty much full. We had several weddings planned at our space for over 100 people. We had dinners pretty much every weekend. And then that one day in March where everything got kind of, I don't want to say shut down, but everything got
shut down,
you know, locked down, I guess. Shut down. Yeah, everything did get shut down. We got, I'd say in about 2 or 3 days' time, we had about 10, 15 calls of people canceling things or pushing it back, and it was pretty scary.
Well, one of the hallmarks of a successful small business of any kind is the ability to change, to pivot with the times and the circumstances. So how did things progress from there for Callisto Catering?
Yeah, so when we first started everything, we knew we would do smaller parties. We liked and enjoyed to do the private, more intimate dinners, but it was going to be a small percentage of what we did. And ever since the quarantine started, that's become the bulk of our events. You know, we went from the larger weddings of 50, 60, 70, 100, and now all we're doing is dinners of up to about 10 people. And even in addition to that, we're just doing small takeaway dinners or to-go items or things that we never thought we would do.
So do you see this as a trend in the future for catering companies?
I think it always has been for some catering companies. We've just been really fortunate to have those bigger parties from the start. And we never really had to rely on the small intimate ones. They were always more of a fun thing for us. And now we're leaning pretty hard on them. That's the bulk of our income and our business.
So give us some examples of the meals that you've prepared recently for parties as small as, say, 2 to 4 people.
Sure. We've actually done more dinners for two people than I ever thought we would. At first, it was out of the question because it just wasn't cost effective for us. But considering our situation, we're not picky. And it started out with a couple of people at the guest house wanting a small dinner that they couldn't go out and get at a restaurant because of the restaurant closures. So we became that restaurant. So we've done multi-course meals. We've done 5, 6, 7 course meals just for two people in our space. I had a friend come in town and help me out with a 2-person sushi experience that we never thought we would do because it wasn't cost effective. But turns out when people can't go to a restaurant, they'll pay to have it done in the privacy of their home or our place.
However, things are starting to open up again, thank goodness. So have you catered any larger events recently?
We actually haven't. The largest one we did was a small family gathering for about 18 people. And even that was in our space where we could control the flow of people. And we had indoor-outdoor seating. It was a buffet that, we were able to control the flow of people. And it felt pretty safe.
Well, what kind of meal did you prepare for that group of 18?
We did a buffet. We decided we didn't want to do a plated dinner for that many people because we'd have to be face-to-face with them and didn't want to be in their private space or personal bubble. So the buffet was the best way to go. And it worked out great.
And what was in the buffet? What food?
I think for them, we did pretty simple stuff. We did, like a chicken piccata, some mixed veggies and macaroni and cheese, that kind of thing. Just a real kind of home-style meal that they couldn't go out and get as a family with the restaurants being closed.
And social distancing guidelines have got to be a major hurdle for a catering business. How do you handle those kinds of issues, Mike?
Well, we're very careful with that because we do come across so many people in what we're doing. We try to protect ourselves as much as our guests every time we do something. Unfortunate part of our business is we have to go to the store a lot. We have to go shopping when we shouldn't really be out and about. We have to go to different stores to get product. So taking that into mind, whenever we do have somebody come into our space or we go into somebody's home, we're extremely careful about it. We make sure to social distance ourselves. There's none of that up close and personal talking like we would like to, like we used to, but we still have a good time and we can have that similar experience without being so close to anybody. We've done drop-off events where we, full mask and everything and just kind of drop it off and leave. And we've done things to where we'll have to serve out of the buffet line with face covering. So it's definitely some adjusting that goes on, but we've been able to handle it.
Previously, you and Emily have offered some dynamite cooking classes for those of us who are always trying to learn something new in the kitchen. Are you still offering those services, or has the quarantine shut that down?
It did shut it down at first. We did our first cooking class in months, actually a few nights ago, and it was a small family of 3 people. They were guest house guests, and they wanted a cooking class. So we set it up, and they stayed, distant from me, and they were in their own bubble, and I had my bubble, and we just did it.
I love it. I have my own bubble.
Yeah.
Support your local small businesses has become a popular rallying cry here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. And restaurants and companies like yours are obviously our special focus. So tell us how to get in touch with you at Callisto Catering.
So the best way to find us is online, either on Facebook or Instagram. We found that out where we're at, people love to use Facebook, whether that's a good or bad thing. So they can find us on Facebook at Callisto TX, same name on Instagram, or you can call us. You can call me. My number is 512-401-7690.
Mike, it's always a joy to speak to you. Say hi to Emily, your blushing bride.
Will do.
And all the best to everybody at Callisto Catering.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And I'd love to be on the show. Thanks for having us again.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way.
At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Here's my old partner in crime, my old Hudson and Harrigan Show partner from the radio. It's Fred Olson. How you doing, you old outlaw, you?
Well, I'm outside, outlaw. I'm fixing the sprinkler head out here at the ranch and looking to see what I do with my other glove. It probably blew off the Ranger somewhere in the yard.
So you put it down on top of the Ranger, then you drove the Ranger around and you lost your glove.
No, I didn't set it on top. I set it on the seat. Huh. All right, well, it's around here someplace.
Well, have you run into any snakes, you old outlaw?
I killed one last week, I think I told you about, but since then, nothing. So that's a good, well, it's the ones you don't see, right? That's what people tell you, but if you don't see it, how do you know you didn't see it?
Have you tried snake away?
You know what that is? I want to tell you what snake away is. And if you're new in the country, you come out here, you try that. You know what it is? It's shredded mothballs.
Oh, really?
That's all it is. And for a while, we were buying all the mothballs in a little local hardware store. And we'd go back in, it'd be empty, and then they'd get another, and Dad would buy them all, we'd put them out. And then after a while, we stopped doing it. And so there's a little store out here somewhere that has boxes of mothballs and nobody's buying them. But at this point, there's a dog. Here he is. Hey, buddy. So, yeah, it's snake away. I think it's just shredded mothballs. So rather than spend all that money for snake away, just buy some mothballs.
So do you shred the mothballs or do you just spread the mothballs around?
No. She'll throw them under the cabin or places that you don't want things to go, like snakes or I think it works. I don't know. I know that armadillos don't like pungent things like that.
Never heard that.
So we throw it under the cabin or some places, and she'll try it. It dissolves after a while, but it smells like your grandma's attic for a long time. So be careful of that.
So this is what we're reduced to as former outlaws. And remember when we used to call Waylon and Willie outlaws?
Oh, I do, and I'm glad we did, because Nashville needed a little tune-up at that point. It was all the Nashville Strings, the old Chet Atkins guys, which I thought they were brilliant and still wonderful to listen to, but it was nice to have that little bit of Texas in there, wasn't it?
But at the same time, by comparison to today's musicians, they weren't really very outlaw-like, were they?
Well, the lyrics sure would.
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't.
Ain't living long like this.
Right.
Am I, baby? Waylon and
the whiskey ain't working anymore.
Yeah. Here you go. I think I'll just sit here and drink Merle Haggard, all those guys. But you know what I've noticed, and if you listen to a lot of current country, there are a lot of great voices. Nobody on the radio. The one rule we always had, Randy, when we were on, is tell the people what they're listening to. That was, this is, and so-and-so is coming up. Well, these days, they want you to go to the internet and see what is on. So a lot of stations don't tell you what you just heard. And that ticks me off, because I'll go, that's a good song. Who was that?
Yeah, exactly.
They all kind of sound alike. But more than ever, country music is about booze, girls in jeans.
And prison.
And getting drunk. Well, I don't know about prison so much, but going into it, there's a lot about mud flaps and going into a pasture and everybody having a hoedown kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that's good, but it's a common theme. And I like it. It's fun. It's listenable. And as Dick Clark used to say, I'd give it an 85. It was easy to dance to.
Yeah. Well, I believe all the statute of limitations have run out on any real-life crimes we may have ever committed as young men. But I suppose you can't be too careful. I, to be honest, the closest I come to breaking the law these days is going too fast on my walker in a school zone.
I know you say that because that's a one-liner, but people don't realize you stayed in shape for years.
Yeah, until the last few years.
For me, until the last few months, but we have to get back into it. We can't let this stuff get us down, can't take us too far out of our zone of, being healthy and good thought. And my pastor had his mask on at his Sunday course as he was coming in. It said, faith over fear.
No, that's a good one. I like that.
And I like that rather than the standard old face mask. I've got some of those real basic ones you buy that are really like a penny a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And you're breathing your own CO2 for a couple hours and you wonder why you're getting lightheaded.
I thought it was just old age.
No, that's part of it. No.
Yeah, well, I'm just surprised that we live in a world where we wear surgical masks even when we're not in surgery anymore.
Well, I like people driving down the highway wearing one. I go, okay, you're the only person in the car. Are you afraid that maybe it's going to jump at 85 miles an hour onto your windshield and like one of those alien creatures crawl into the air then?
Well, that's enough about that nonsense. Let's talk about food for a minute.
Oh, let's talk about real life.
How you like that new cooker that you just got from Rick Allspa at Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood?
You know what? I notice whenever you buy something new, you use it a lot at first, then you fade away from it. That ain't going to happen. I've cooked more on that thing in a month and a half since I've got it than I did on my old one in a year. Seriously.
Well, what have you cooked lately?
I'm about to do a couple ribeyes tonight. I did fajitas on Friday.
Well, talk about fajitas for a minute. You know, that's something we don't talk about enough.
Oh, man.
Because everybody in town, you know, we just go to Lopez Mexican Restaurant in Stafford and buy them. But they're easy to cook at home. It's the marinating process that's complicated, right?
Not really. Just you can do simple stuff. I mean, there's about a million marinade recipes on the internet. Just find one that you got the stuff for, whether it's lime or soy or chimichurri sauce if you're doing some kind of cilantro thing. And but just remember, when you cook them, don't cook them too much, because you want to leave them, you know, a little rare in the middle, and then cut against the grain. I didn't know that at first. I thought, why are these so chewy? And you have to cut across the grain and slice them at an angle and across the grain, and that will make a big difference. And cut them thin when you make them, and that way they're a lot less chewy.
Well, what else have you cooked on the grill? You mentioned the steaks, and you mentioned fajitas. What else have you cooked?
Oh, let's see. What else are down out there? A lot of hamburgers. Oh, man, I think it's hamburgers. So,
oh, that's right. You've got a cow now, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I go, you know, we got to go through another 100 pounds of hamburger here, honey. And that's a lot of hamburgers.
So do you guys make your own hamburger patties?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What ingredients do you use?
Salt and pepper.
That's it?
That's it. Yeah, just keep it simple. Yeah, I keep it real simple. You know, I could add, we do grilled onion and peppers on the side and kind of use that like that.
Uh-huh.
You just keep it real simple. The simpler, the better. That way you don't forget what's in it, and it's easy to replicate. And so I'm learning how to use this grill, and I've learned how many sides for this, how many minutes on the side for this steak, how many minutes on the side for this burger. So once you get to use your, or get familiar with your machine or your gas grill or whatever you got, sure makes life fun. Even my wife loves it. You know, she goes, okay, just get it. Now she's going, hey, let's cook on the grill.
Yeah, well, my wife likes it because it makes for easy cleanup after dinner. But what the heck? I clean up the kitchen anyway.
Yeah, well, you always said she cooks you clean, and kind of what we've been doing lately. But I'm just kind of hankering. I seldom use that word. I'm hankering for some ribs, and I may slow do them on that grill, you know, turn on the side burners and just put them on a rack right kind of in the middle.
Uh-huh.
And see what that does. Because the cool thing about this grill is when things drip on it, they're called flavorizer bars. So rather than just falling into some pit where it gets gooey and greasy, it vaporizes the fat and creates flavor in that thing.
Wow.
Kind of neat.
I've never heard of that before. And what they call them, what? Flavorizer bars?
Flavorizer bars. A number of units have them, but this Weber that I got from Rick is superb. And I thought, man, this really tastes good. Normally I had those old ones, that old one had kind of those coals in it that you had to heat up, those little ceramic brick things.
Right.
And they just got gummy and not good. And this also doesn't, you don't have the flare-ups. I used to have, every time I cook lamb chops, I get this grease fire going. And I thought, well, this is how you do it. Got to have this fire going, and you got to keep turning things, and you got to stay out of the way of the flames, and I don't have to worry about that now.
Well, my wife hates the smell of bacon in the house after it cooks, because it just lingers forever. And so I cook bacon outdoors on the grill. And of course, if you put them right on the grill, all that grease is going to drip down in there, and the fire is going to flame up, and you're going to have crispy critters. So I just lay out tin foil.
Sure.
Aluminum foil, you know, my mother used to call it tin foil, and just put the bacon on that. And then you capture the bacon grease to make cornbread later on, too.
Oh, yeah. That's why I think I like that. They call that paleo or keto diet, because it calls for lots of bacon and bacon fat. Was it Jim Gaffigan does this thing about bacon?
Oh,
bacon. And you're familiar with Jim Gaffigan, the comedian?
Sure.
He's clean and funny. But when he talks about food, he's hilarious. Hot Pockets, you've heard him talk about Hot Pockets?
No, I've never heard that.
Google Jim Gaffigan and his Hot Pockets bit. It's hilarious.
Well, it's that time again, you old outlaw. Though I don't know what time it is. I can't remember.
It's part of getting older. I don't wear a watch no more.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something else?